Off the Ball. GAA.
You know, people have spoken about the freeze coming off him. Would that affect him? Not an ounce. Not an ounce. Water off a duck's back. And I think that people maybe overhyped that a lot throughout the league because, you know, Aiden was going so well and maybe Aaron wasn't getting that feed of ball. You see when you put ball into that man what he can do with it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
And you're very welcome along to the final whistle after Tottenham's latest defeat in the Premier League that sees them inside the relegation bottom three with 6 games to go. They fall into a 1-0 loss to Sunderland, which we brought you on Off the Ball. It was Nordi Mukiele's speculative effort from the edge of the penalty area that was flicked goalwards by the heels of Mickey van de Ven, and it ended up in a 1-0 win for Sunderland at the stadium. Like, Brian Kerr was alongside me with it. Brian, I can tell, like, as the Tottenham fan within you, there was an air of exasperation coming from you towards the end of that game, because at no point did Spurs realistically look like they were going to turn it around in their favour.
No, they didn't. I mean, they created very, very little through the match. Was shot by Porro late on, Richarlison, a couple of opportunities which were wasted, I would think, but it was also a sign of where the team is at the moment. I think his confidence, or lack of it, was shown by his attempt on goal. There were 2 poor attempts from very, very good positions where a quality striker of his reputation and history should really have been doing an awful lot better. But I think anyone watching Tottenham today would have said they looked like a relegation team. There was nobody on the team played with any spark or any great signs that they wanted to rescue the situation they're in. I'm sure they want to, but they didn't deliver on anything. Van de Ven had a reasonable game up until he gave away. He was at fault on the goal with deflected shot. Didn't close down Mukiele. Romero did all right before he went off the pitch with the injury. But after that, you know, it was a poor enough performance. Nothing in the middle of the pitch. Solanke was fairly anonymous. Richarlison missed chances. Mwani did very little. And the substitutes had no impact on the game when they come on, Richie. I think the team drained the confidence. The only minor positive thing was that Kinski did all right and couldn't have been blamed for the defeat. A couple of good interceptions and a couple of good saves. But his distribution was fine too, which was his big fault in Madrid against Atletico when he was taken off early in the game.
Oddly enough, it could have been a different game, because you think back to that midway through the first half, there was the penalty initially awarded against Sunderland for Spurs for what we thought was a foul, be it from Luke O'Neill or be it from Omar Alderete. But either way, it was Colm Mwani, I think it was, wasn't it, that went to ground looking for a penalty. Looked as if there was contact. Rob Jones initially gave it, but was then summoned to have another look and overturned it.
Yeah, my view was it was a penalty kick. I know there would be lots of other views, and obviously the view of the photo official and the referee resolved, but to me, it was a foul. I thought that the Alderete was the one in contact with Mwani initially. I thought he made contact with him with the back of his calf, and then O'Neill, whatever he was doing, going on the ground, the ball was drifting over the end line. I thought he also made contact with Mwani without getting any contact to the ball. But there you go, it was overruled. There was plenty of time in the game for Spurs to get over that, and they didn't really. Once they conceded the goal, they conjured up very, very little. It was 11 minutes injury time, a bit more than that played. And it was only the Porro attempt on goal was the only shot they had. He played a little 1-2 with his other full-back, Udagi, getting up into the box. But it may have been going over the bar anyway, but the keeper touched it over. But overall, Richie, Sunderland with a better team, beat Newcastle last time out, played well, always a threat. Robbie up front was a handful, kept the centre-halves under pressure the whole game. That midfield were on top. Zaka controlled it, playing the passes and the deliveries to get the front men going. Siddiqui breaking from midfield was really good. Diarra supporting the front man. And out wide, there was a bit more about them in general than Tottenham, and they deserved the win.
How do you go about, as a manager, and I know they're onto their third now of the season, he's had a almost 2 weeks to work with him, pretty much. He had an extended time, despite the fact that a lot of them would have been away on international duty. But even still, he's had time to work with them. Their confidence is on the floor. And we kind of saw hints of that at the final whistle with Van de Ven looking pretty emotional. Christian Romero, when he went off injured as well after that coming together with Kinski, he was visibly in tears. Like, this is a team who don't only have confidence, they're subterranean levels now at this stage. How do you manage as a manager to try and instill something in those remaining six games?
I don't know, Richie. I mean, John asked me the question before the match, what did you need to do? And I talked about, you know, John mentioned the word confidence. How do you get confidence into a team who are constantly losing or getting the odd draw here and there, the draw at Liverpool? I think, you know, one of the things you would do, I mean, I think I can compare it to was probably for myself was when I was managing the Faroes, and I knew we were going to be getting hammered in some matches, and yet I was always trying to give the players confidence and trying to plan for the games that we would do ourselves justice in the game and be in the match, I suppose. And how I did it was in picking out the best bits of the matches when we played well and show moments maybe where we nearly scored. But it's very difficult to do that with these players because these are players who know the game well. They're not going to be codded too easy. And I think the only way you can get confidence is if you start doing things well. There's very few of them will come out of the games, out of today's game, with their confidence enhanced to any degree. If anything, they're going to be worse. And it's a big, big challenge for the manager. He's going to have to keep plugging away, try to get a result at home to Brighton next week. If they could do something out of that, well, then you go into the rest of the last five games with your confidence enhanced. Suddenly, you might get a little bit of a spark from some more of the players. But it's a very, very tough one. I mean, the manager understands when he's taking the job that they might get relegated, and then he gets a chance to restart with different players. Some will come, some new ones. Some of the players will go, some new ones will come in. He gets a chance to regroup next year in the championship. But that's not what Spurs would have planned for this season, when there was all the positive talk about what they were going to do with getting rid of Daniel Levy and they wanted to compete for trophies on a regular basis. But in the now, it's hard to see how the Serbi or anyone else is going to get a tune out of them. But he has a week to try and work with them. How many he had over the last week or so, I'm not so sure. There's fellas coming back from injury. Mm. But the team today didn't function for him any better. I hope that Bergvall and Archie Gray together in the middle of the pitch with Gallagher might have given them an energy, might have got themselves up the pitch a bit more. But instead of that, they were pinned back, sometimes most of the possession, and they never really got a hold of the ball until late in the game.
Do you see them surviving?
Not on the evidence. There's nothing there. If you go 14 games without a win, that's relegation form. They've gradually drifted down the table over. I mean, there was times in the season where they looked comfortably in the mid-table. But if you go 14 games, I think that's five draws and nine defeats. That is out-and-out relegation form. 30 points from 32 games is relegation form, unless you do something dramatic. We've seen teams in the past pull something out of the bag and win a few games late on. That's what it's going to take from Spurs now with six games left. Can they pull it out of the bag and do something dramatic? There is quality players there, but they're not producing it on any regular basis. It will be dramatic if they are to pull it out. It might come down to something like the last match where Everton at home, Chelsea away is the previous fixture, doing something dramatic in those last two games, getting, you know, at least 4 points from those games. But that they're going to have to get a few points before then. And on what we saw today, Brighton are in very good form lately. Yeah. Very good win yesterday, 2-0 away from home at Burnley. It's hard to see where those points are going to come from.
Credit to Sunderland, though, because at the start of the season, I don't think many people, you mentioned that many people had them as being the bottom team to possibly go down out of the three. They're in 10th this evening. Their team, probably to a man, is performing brilliantly. That midfield, two of Siddiqui and Granit Xhaka, are brilliant. and will give you a platform in any game. Just given the level of work rate they have, it's the envy of sides like Tottenham.
Yeah, and you know, they've been solid defensively, smashing home record, be it that they lost the last three games. That gives them, I think, is it what were they on in terms of home games? They're a few draws, but they've a lot of wins at home, and it's become a bit of a fortress for them, which is the basis of a team coming up from the Championship and doing well. But the signings have proved to be very, very good, and players like Guillaume, who we saw Northern Ireland International coming on late, and Dan Ballard, who are missing today, has been one of their outstanding players, has been great for them. Zach has been great. Robbie has proved to be a great signing. Lafay, Talby that they signed from Brugge, Lafay from Roma, they've appears bought very well, but the manager has coordinated that into a very good, effective squad. It's all right saying that the players they signed were very good players, but it's the manager's and the staff's ability to combine those players into an effective unit that's worked for them. And that's what we've seen with Sunderland on a consistent basis. They've been able to take teams on home or away and get good results, and they're playing very, very well indeed. That was a really good performance by them today.
And above Newcastle as well in the table, which I'm sure they'll get great support.
Well, that matters in the North East. That certainly matters. Yeah. That for sure does.
Pressure further on Eddie Howe, but that is, for now, the final whistle. Thanks for joining us.
The final whistle on Off the Ball with NoviBet. Up to 250% boost on all accas. Download and play today. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie. Off the Ball. GAA.
You know, people have spoken about the freeze coming off him. Would that affect him? Not an ounce. Not an ounce. Water off a duck's back. And I think that people maybe overhyped that a lot throughout the league because, you know, Aiden was going so well and maybe Aaron wasn't getting that feed of ball. You see when you put ball into that man what he can do with it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.